It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. A little bit later on, we'll hear from New Kaawa County boys basketball head coach Cortez Ivory. But we're going to start the day with a former Tiger basketball standout. Jabrion Spikes is in the studio with us this morning. And Jabrion, thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what are you into these days?
Currently, I'm in the process of finishing up my master's degree. Right after the season, I kind of moved back home and decided I was going to just work it while I finished that and take care of that and decide what I'm going to do next after that.
Now, you had some exciting times on the basketball court this season and even got to play in the NCAA tournament.
Yes, sir. Man, that's a dream come true. And it's just, I can say the hard work paid off for sure. So.
Now, talk about your time there at Tennessee State. What were your thoughts on the last season?
Tennessee State, it was a very good, overall a great year. I learned a lot about myself. I learned how to, adapt, change roles. I really had a different role than I was used to my whole career this year. But I really just took that on with pride and just was the best teammate I could be for all my teammates. And it just along the year, it just really was just incredible, the things that we achieved. So
yeah, that was a pretty good team you guys had.
Yeah, it was very solid. I heard somebody talking about it, and there was like, if you go off of just numbers and records and stuff like that, it's more than likely the best team at Tennessee State.
Really?
So that was good to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that we are, but that was just good to hear. So.
Well, and you guys won the OVC championship, obviously, and then got to go to the NCAA tournament.
Yes, sir. It was just, like I said, a dream come true for those things.
Now, they listed you as a senior this year. Mm-hmm. Are you finished with eligibility, or do you maybe have another year left somehow?
Well, yes. It would not be hard at all for me to get another year, but I think I've came to the decision that I won't be using that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So do you have any aspirations to play any more basketball, or are you kind of moving on from that now?
That's in the air still. I say I'm about 75-25. 75 of me wants to explore new aspects of life and just become more complete and accomplish more things that I've always wanted to do outside of basketball.
Yeah.
And just show that part of me as well. So,
well, how did you enjoy your time in Nashville?
Nashville, it's a great city. I wouldn't be surprised if I lived there in the future.
Yeah.
Honestly, so, yeah.
Well, again, it looked like you guys had a great season, and I know you probably wanted to play just a little bit more than you mm-hmm. did. Everybody always does, but what was it like trying to fit in with that group?
Well, a part of my decision going all along was I just wanted to be a part of a winning team. Mm-hmm. As far as accolades, I wasn't looking for that. I'd pretty much anything that as far as individual-wise, I never really paid much attention to, but I knew if I was just a good teammate, the right things would fall in my hands, and that's what I just took pride in. It's just being a great teammate, and just when I get out there, just giving everything I had, even if it didn't show up in the stat sheet. I mean, getting steals, getting rebounds, loose balls, just the small things that I feel like I can really show to our youth as well, that you don't have to be the man. You can. Everybody can't be the man, but everybody matters. And
right.
That's what I feel like I can show the youth as well.
How much did you guys talk during the season about trying to win the OVC and get that automatic bid to the NCAA tournament? Was it something you guys were on kind of all season, or did it just kind of happen toward the end that you saw, hey, we got an opportunity here?
Oh, man, from day one, first of all, from me getting recruited, Coach Penny, which was the head coach before Nolan, or Coach Smith, he actually took a job with the Grizzlies. He stressed how we had the team. He just needed a couple pieces to win the OVC. Mm-hmm. That was a big part of me committing. And then when Nolan, Coach Smith, he came in, he just stressed winning, winning, winning. Of course, at Duke, that's all they know is winning. Losing is not acceptable. So when he came in, it was just winning, winning, winning every single day. Oh, you almost get tired of him winning, but that's how much it was stressed. And it was just everybody just believed it from the beginning. Even when we had a couple losses, like to Belmont, there was a couple other teams that we lost to that we just felt like we had control of that game, and we really shouldn't have lost it. And he would just sit us down in chairs, and we'd look across at the banner, and the last banner was like 19 something. I can't remember the exact year. It's crazy, but and he just stressed like we have to put one of those up there. It's like nothing else is acceptable. So that's what we took pride in.
Well, you mentioned Belmont. Is there sort of a rivalry among the Nashville schools? Is it a big deal when you play a Belmont? Did you guys play Lipscomb too?
Yeah, we played Lipscomb in a scrimmage, and then we played Belmont in a game. And yeah, you can definitely tell that it's definitely a rivalry. But off the court, I actually went to Bible study with several of those guys and became like real close friends with them. So it was good to see both sides of competitor, and also just seeing them as human beings as well, and just staying close-knit with just people as in general.
Now, what was it like watching the NCAA selection show, waiting to see where Tennessee State was going to be?
Oh, man, I was on cloud nine. Just a big part of this year was just absorbing and just living in the moment. My whole career, I've kind of just always worked, and it's always about the next thing. And this year, I just took pride in just being in the moment. Mm-hmm. So when I was out there, I was just like, man, I really – as a kid, I remember just sitting and watching this on TV. Now I'm here and being watched on TV. So it's just definitely a turn tide moment.
Now, what were your thoughts when they said St. Louis and Iowa State?
About the St. Louis part, I wasn't all that excited about. I kind of wanted to just go very far, or like just somewhere I haven't been before, just to make the experience that much sweeter. But as far as drawing Iowa State, we knew anybody we got would be super tough, but our goal was just not worry about who we're playing, just playing our best game, playing as hard as we could, and letting the chips fall where they may. Mm-hmm. So,
now it worked out great though, because you ended up playing the game after Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody from Caldwell County went to St. Louis so they could watch the Cats, and then they could watch you.
No, yeah, it was very special. It was so many people that I knew that was there, and I didn't even know till after the fact, most of them, that they were even there. Unfortunately, I didn't get to really see anybody after the game because of security reasons. They kind of escort you out the gym. But, yeah, it was just very special to play after them. They kind of set the bar high with that buzzer beater.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to follow up behind that, and it wasn't the same, but it was definitely just a great experience.
Now, were you somewhere where you could see that? Did you get to see Always shot go in?
Yeah, we were actually in the tunnel. Our locker room was kind of close to the tunnel, so I was in between. It was a TV, couple TVs in the locker room. I was watching on the locker room for a little bit, and I'd seen the very first one, and then I ran out to the tunnel, and then I seen the second shot go in. And I was like, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah. Tough way to lose, though, for Santa Clara. I mean, they hit the three, and they think they've won. And if you're a Kentucky fan, it was a great moment, but you kind of feel a little bit for those other guys, because they maybe deserve to win the game, and it took a long shot like that to beat them. So you kind of feel for them a little bit.
No, for sure. Yeah. And when we were playing in Las Vegas, when we played UNLV, they played the game before us there as well, and they played Arizona State, and they were up by like 20 at half. And then the next half, Arizona State came all the way back. Even Coach Hurley had got ejected. And they came all the way back and won lost off of a buzzer beater in that game as well, I think. Oh. So, yeah.
Tell us something about playing in the NCAA tournament that maybe the average person wouldn't know about. What's something you have to go through to actually get there and get on the court and play?
As far as like the process of just getting there, or just like being there?
Is there special security you have to go through because it's the NCAA tournament or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. As far as the approach, from the time you walk out of your hotel room, you kind of get like people just celebrating and stuff as you go to the charter bus and stuff. Police are waiting out there, making sure nobody does anything. They escort you from the hotel all the way to the gym. Police in front and back of the bus. As soon as you get there, you get off the bus. They have the canine dogs. You have to sit your bags on the ground. The dogs go through. Then they put the bag checks, like these gray tags on your bag to let them know that it's been checked. And then you go in, and then they give you your bag when you're in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot of security for sure.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was playing in the NCAA tournament kind of one of those things that you wanted to check off at some point on your big list of things to do?
Oh, yeah. I remember telling my mom before I even committed to any college, before I, like, anywhere. It was literally my junior year. I was like, we were watching the NCAA tournament. I told my mom, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to be here, but I'm going to be here one day. And surely enough, it's just, I wasn't going to take anything less, and it just worked out for me, and I got to give all credit to God for that.
But you had played in the NAIA National Tournament before, and with Georgetown, I mean, that's like pretty much an every year thing for them.
No, for sure, and like, once again, it's just almost like I've been just around winning my whole life, so it's, when I'm putting in winning situations, it was just, I just adapt very quickly and know how to impact winning, so.
Talk about your time at Georgetown, played there for 3 years, and how is the coach there not up for some of these jobs that come open? I mean, that guy just wins 30 games every year.
Yeah, Breeze is, he's something else. He casually wins 30 games a year.
Yeah.
30-plus games a year, I should say. I can't remember my record at Georgetown, but it's something crazy, and I can't imagine his record. I can't even remember. It's probably around 80%, I believe. So just as far as those jobs, I believe that he really just enjoys being around Lex. He likes, like, the horses, and his daughters are younger. They're in prep school around that area. His wife is at Kentucky, so it's like everything is just kind of just perfect. You know, sometimes they say more is less.
Yeah.
So sometimes maybe taking a bigger job for more money or more, you know, NIL or anything like that might be less in a sense.
Yeah, there is something to be said for being happy where you're at.
Yeah, happy, yeah.
But you had a good time there, and obviously that prepared you for Tennessee State.
No, absolutely.
Talking this morning with former Tiger standout Jabrion Spikes in the studio with us. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Struggling with ear infections, sinus problems, sleep apnea, or hearing loss? Caldwell Medical Center is excited to introduce a new specialized care, otolaryngology. Their expert ENT team offers comprehensive treatments from advanced diagnostics to tailored surgical solutions. Don't let ENT conditions hold you back. Visit them at caldwellmedical.com to learn more about these services and how they can help you breathe, sleep, and hear better. Caldwell Medical Center, expert care right here at home.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in on this Thursday. Former Tiger standout Jabrion Spikes in the studio with us today. The record holder for the most points ever in a Caldwell County game with 59. Jabrion, I remember that game over at Hopkinsville. That was actually on my birthday. That was February 15th is my birthday. So that was a heck of a night.
I didn't even know that.
So what do you remember about that game, first of all, and what was it like to put up 59? Because most of us don't know what that's like.
The first thing I remember is missing three free throws at the end of the game to go to overtime. That's the first thing I remember.
But you had to be tired by that point. I mean, you've had three guys on you the whole night.
I kind of struggled that year at the free throw line. So, but as far as that night, it was definitely just exciting looking back. Like I said, in the moment, I kind of wasn't living in the moment. I was always worried about the next thing and trying to win. I remember coming out from halftime, was missing a couple players. I'm like, Coach, where is D-Man? Where is Carter?
Yeah.
And they're like, D-Man's sick and Carter's wrist is, he can't play. So I'm like, dang. And then, so I kind of just did what I could to try to put us in position to win. And I did, and then I just fell short at the line. Mm-hmm. But looking back, just it's amazing to look at. But I don't think it's something you can do just trying to go get it.
Right.
So it's definitely one of those things that
even the Hopkinsville amazing. People were over there congratulating you after the game.
No, yeah, that's for sure.
Now, what do you know about this year's Tiger team, and how close an eye are you keeping on those guys?
Yes, I try to get around those guys as much as I can. A lot of them work out with me at Trilogy down the street. We're in there a couple days a week, working hard at it. Group work, getting some skill work, individual work, just all kinds of different things. And I'm trying to just dish back out knowledge and things like that that can really help them get to that next level. I just really want to see them win the district and win the region. I feel like they can do both those things quite easily. I just want to see them actually achieve that. So I'm doing all I can to try to give them extra knowledge, to give them boost in that. So,
yeah, you and I were talking during the break that I'm not sure some of those guys realize just how good they could be.
No, yeah, for sure. It's a lot of, I don't even like the word potential, but it's a lot of just upside in the building, and they don't even realize. You got Kesey Wilson, you got Cam, you got Pax, you just have so many guys, and a lot of them don't even realize that they actually can be so much better than they actually are. A lot of them think that this is what they'll be, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to instill in them. So
what do you work with them on exactly?
It's person to person. It varies. A lot of just next level, just like IQ, IQ things, footwork, really slowing their pace, like letting them, teaching them his different paces. Just a lot of next level things that you don't really learn just day to day. So like just dishing that expertise out that I learned and just dishing back really is what I'm trying to do. So
now what do you know about Coach Ivory?
Coach Cortez, he's really great guy. The guys will love him. They'll play hard for him. He's one of those guys that he's going to keep everybody involved. I can't say anything negative about him. So he's just a really great guy, and I think the guys will really, really enjoy being around him. And I think he's really great for Colwood County basketball and what's to come in that.
Now, I want to go back to the NCAA tournament for just a minute, because when I saw you guys were in St. Louis and I knew that half of Colwood County was going to be there, I was like, I just hope Jabrion gets a chance to score. And, you know, I would like for you to score a bunch, but I wanted you to get one basket to have. And then you got that one basket.
No, for sure. And a lot of people don't even realize that basket meant I wasn't trying to go score, but just the fact of having that just to look back on, it means so much more, because over the years, it's just, I feel like I battled a lot of ups and a lot of downs, a lot of adversity. But a lot of the reason I wore number 7 this year was for the righteous man falls 7 times, they rise again. So I kind of took pride in that and just taking all my losses and kind of just powering up and just keep pushing and not giving up. And I just rose again, and that basket just symbolizes just rising again, I feel like. So it's just a dream come true that I was able to do that.
What's it like when you're out there, though? The place is packed, and, you know, you've got 4 schools there, so there's all these people. And like I said, I don't know if you realized how many people from Colwood County were there or not, but just what's it like getting out on that court and you're like, wow, I'm in the NCAA tournament.
No, yeah, I was definitely thinking about it just off and on. And just sometimes I look at my NCAA gear and it's like, wow, like, I achieved so much more than I even, not that I thought I could do, but that I couldn't do it on my own. It's a lot that just went into it. A lot of support system that comes, like community, even articles and stuff like that, videos that I was able to send to coaches from like you, for instance, that boosted me a lot. It's just a lot that goes into it that I couldn't do it on my own. And I'm big on my faith and stuff, so I believe that divine timing is a lot of it as well. So I just, it's a lot that goes into it, and I'm just grateful for all of it.
So, again, are you finished at Tennessee State now?
Yes, I am finished at Tennessee State, yes.
Okay. So tell us again, what's up next for Jay Breon?
So a big part of it right now, I'm finishing up my master's, leaning into kind of getting into the business realm of the world, whether it be, my goal has always been corporate management, but I believe that I'm probably going to end up starting out in medical device sales or something like that. But I'm kind of just right now just working around here and just kind of being patient and not really rushing into a decision and just kind of letting the right, just my prayers and stuff like that just guide me and into the right decisions around the right people, right doors. So
that sounds great. Always appreciated watching you play basketball. I hope if you want to, you get a chance to play some more.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, I hope everything works out great for you.
No, yeah, I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to come back, just to be around the community. Just everybody embraces me as a player and as a person. And that isn't common everywhere. So I just appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning. And again, congratulations on what was a great high school career, great college career, and can't wait to see what you do next.
No, I appreciate it, Ty.
That's Jay Breon Spikes, former Caldwell County Tiger standout with us on the show this morning. We need to get to a break. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Head to the Java Table on LaCourt Square in Princeton for breakfast, lunch, or your favorite coffee drink, hot or cold, known for their fresh and delicious handcrafted foods. Come to the table, the Java Table, Princeton.
Dress up your dog and bring them to the Trice-Hughes Dog Show, Saturday, April 25th. Check in at 9 and tails start wagging at 10. For only $10, your pup can strut their stuff and maybe win a prize in categories like Best Costume or Best Trick. Meet adoptable dogs, cheer on the contestants, and enjoy a day of furry fun. Every dollar supports the Caldwell County Animal Shelter. Fetch your friends and come for a pawsome time at the Trice-Hughes Dog Show. It's going to be a tail-wagging event.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Transform your home into a paradise with the Home Rejuvenation Giveaway. Imagine a room makeover with a prize pack worth $3,300. Don't let this incredible opportunity pass you by. Enter today at WPKYonline.com. Contest ends April 30th.
When we say
classic hits,
we mean listen to WPKY worldwide at
WPKYonline.com. WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to former Caldwell County Tiger standout Jay Breon Spikes for dropping by the studio this morning and being on the show with us. Enjoyed talking basketball with him. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk with Caldwell County basketball head coach, the new boys head coach at Caldwell County, Cortez Ivory. So stick around for that. It's a big day in sports for Kaawa County High School. Lots of home activity is going on today. The ballpark should be busy. First of all, the Tiger baseball team will face Madisonville North Hopkins in a big 7th district matchup today. First pitch set for 5:30 at the VFW ballpark. We'll have today's game here on WPKY, so you'll want to tune in immediately following our 5 o'clock newscast today. The Tigers will play Madisonville here today, and then we'll go to Madisonville on Friday. And those two games will probably determine the number one seed for the 7th District Baseball Tournament, which will be played next month at the VFW ballpark. Kaawa County softball also at home today. The Lady Tigers will entertain Crittenden County over at Lady Tiger Field. That also begins at 5:30. We'll have updates from that game during our baseball broadcast here on WPKY today. Kaawa County tennis teams also get to play at home today. The Tigers and Lady Tigers will host Lyon County at the CCHS tennis courts. Stay with us. When we come back, we will talk with Kaawa County boys basketball head coach Cortez Ivory when we continue on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Go camping.
Go hiking.
Go antiquing.
GoKDiz.com.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got the sniffles or a scratchy throat? Don't let germs crash your plans. Swing by Princeton Drugs drive-thru, where testing for flu, COVID, or strep takes less time than your favorite song. Skip the waiting room shuffle, stay in your car, and let the pros handle it. For only $40, you'll get quick results, a prescription if needed, and even a note for work or school. Next time you want hustle, not hassle, remember, Princeton Drugs drive-thru testing is your fast track to feeling good and moving on to what's next.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at yoursportsedge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements. The Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at yoursportsedge.com.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Talking now with Kaawa County boys basketball head coach Cortez Ivory in the studio with us. And Cortez, thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thanks to be here.
Yeah. Tell us about getting the Kaawa County job.
I'm super excited. When I seen the post, talked to some few people, some coaches in my circle, who told me that it'll be a good first job for me. So sit down, talk to my family, thought through some things, and I applied. Came in, had the interview, told them about my philosophy, what I thought that what was missing here at Caldwell and what I can bring. Got that phone call, and I was ecstatic, to say the least.
Yeah, well, congratulations. We appreciate you coming to Kaawa County. At what point did you know you wanted to be a head coach?
So initially, I started working coaching high school basketball 2 years with Coach Stovall prior to his first stint leaving. So at that time, I was just comfortable getting my feet wet in that role. Then Coach Miles came to Christian County High School. So it was up under Coach Miles while I was working, and he allowed me and pushed me and challenged me to do some more things. So then I was like, hey, man, I think I might enjoy [S2] Yeah. [S1] This and might be able to want to lead my own program. So then he stepped down to go into administration. Coach Curtis came in. At that time, I was ready. I felt I was ready. Even though I didn't get that job, he continued to pour into me and teach, and I learned some stuff from him. And then he was just like, man, you got it. You ready. So opportunity presented itself, and then I went for it.
Yeah. Now, you are a former player at Christian County and coached there for a while, so tell us a little bit about your basketball background.
I played at Christian County from 03 to 2007 up under Coach Kerry Stovall. Then had an opportunity to go play some JUCO basketball. And then I left there, went to WKU, graduated there, then came back home and decided that I wanted to do something with kids and basketball. Didn't know what that was going to be. Got a job, offered a job to come help at one of the middle schools here at Hocking Christian County. That middle school closed, and I went to County Middle. When I was able to get aligned with the county and Christian County High School, then I started coaching there. Really, really enjoyed it. Got moved up to the high school, was the freshman and JV coach. Then I became the head assistant. Then I became the associate head coach. Now I'm sitting here as Caldwell County High School coach.
Now, you got to meet the community a little bit. What were some of the questions they had for you?
Just was asking what my program's going to look like. They asked who was on the staff, some guys that I retained, some guys that played, that the coached on the staff previously. Asked what my plans were, kind of, am I going to stay here, kind of things, kind of questions like that. So it was good questions to ask, and excited to have them at there asking those questions.
Well, I know that everybody always wants to ask, what kind of style are you going to play?
Yeah, I was a defensive style player. Defensive style. Defense is my calling card. We're going to be dictate the pace of the game. We're going to get after guys. We ain't going to sit back and let them dictate how they play. We're going to run and jump some. We're going to change it up. We're going to play some zone. We're going to trap. We're going to get up and down. On the defensive end, going to be very versatile defensively. Use some of my athleticism. And offensively, we're going to got some guys that can really, really shoot it from the outside. So we're going to use that to our advantage. We're going to also try to create some mismatches, play in space, make guys come and get us. And then we take advantage of that. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, you said you were a little familiar with Caldwell County when you applied for the job with the Tigers and what they had coming back. You've got some kids that can score. Last year, I think they wanted to get up and down a little bit. So how do you take those kids and kind of mesh it with what you want to do?
I think they just talking to them, they excited about hearing my vision, hearing my style of play. So they did want to. Talking to them, they did want to, like, I guess, open up the reins a little bit and play faster. I think they have the ability to do that. Paxton, Dalen, Cam, who was hurt. So I think those guys can play up and down, use their athletic ability. So they was excited. So they was excited to play that way. Everybody's excited to play that way on offense. They got to learn how to play that way on defense. If you play fast, you got to think even faster. So excited to just get my fingerprints on them and bring some of the unique style of play to Caldwell.
Now, all the coaches you've had before and the guys you've kind of coached under, do you kind of pattern what you want to do after what those guys kind of did?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer all the things in basketball is borrowed. So I kind of took a little bit from when I played, took a little bit from Coach Kerry Stovall, Coach Miles, Coach Dior Curtis. I'm still, like I said, I still learn. I read books about coaching. I watch the game of basketball and steal stuff from the pros in college. So just a combination of both. But I do have my own identity that will be shown when we play.
Now, you talked a little bit about your coaching staff here. Do you have that finalized, or are you still kind of working on who your assistant coaches are going to be?
Yeah, well, so Coach Cody Hooks is the middle school coach. I was very familiar with him. My son and some of the guys from Caldwell played together on AAU, so I reached out to him, and he was eager to get going. So he's one of the guys that for sure will be on my staff. Another guy, Malik Harris, who's kind of familiar with Caldwell. He's a resident here. He's reached out to me, and I reached out to him. He was kind of does some training, team development, player development kind of things. Played college basketball So those are the two guys that I reached out to, and also Dustin Cash. He's also was a former member on the staff. I reached out to him. So some of those guys are just some of the names that we've kind of talked and haven't really defined roles. Just kind of reached out to them. But I'm open. The more eyes that we have that's dedicated to kids and want to be a part of the vision and part of Caldwell County basketball, I'm open and willing to hear them and see where they can fit in at.
Now, the second region's always really tough. Who do you see the top teams being next year that you've got to try to compete with?
I think Lyon County, who went to state, they lost a bunch, but they also still retain Nolan Kaufman and some of those. They got some young pieces, Jet Reddick and some other guys that's going to be ready to step in. But I also think Henderson's going to be pretty tough. And then some guys in our own district, Hop Central. They was a few plays away from being in that regional championship game. Mm-hmm. So I think they's going to be tough.
They had Henderson on the ropes, kind of.
Yeah. I was at that game. Yeah. And it was a barn burner. It was a good one. And with the consolidation of Christian County Hoptown, the Christian County Tigers gonna have a lot of bodies, a lot of pieces. So they's gonna be a formidable opponent as well. And I mean Caldwell's gonna be returning a lot. We're gonna be right in the thick of things. Yeah. So I'm excited to get going. But looking forward to it.
Yeah, the new Christian County school is going to be a bear, though, isn't it?
Yes, sir. They got some talent, really good coach. Coach Stovall is going to coach those guys up. They got an experienced staff, so those guys are going to be ready.
What has to happen at Caldwell to kind of get to where you can play with, you know, the Hopkins Centrals or the Madisonvilles and those kind of teams?
Yeah, I just think that the culture and the mindset has to shift. Basketball is very difficult. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, so to say. Just think the mindset. You got to be willing to be tough-minded. I think those guys are ready to shift their mindset to do that. Think that Region 2 is going to be – it's always a defensive region. Guys that want to score, but I think that if you ask all the coaches what's the main thing you think of Region 2, I think they would say in-your-face, tough, attack defense. I think that's what I'm bringing to the program. I feel like that style of play is going to be conducive for us to play, steal some possessions here and there. So I think that's just the mindset of Caldwell's got to just change from the basketball program standpoint.
Yeah, if you go back to that regional championship game between Henderson and Lyon last year, some guys were playing some defense in that one. I mean, it was physical and
for sure.
It was brutal at times.
For sure. And I think that's the style of play that's been consistent with the Region 2 champion, going all the way back to when I played. That's how we play. We want to get in your face, attack, no fear coming after you for 32 minutes. So I think that's the style of play that's been conducive since I've been around in Region 2.
We're talking with Cortez Ivory, the new Caldwell County boys basketball head coach. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Hometown, community, local. Words you might hear in an ad for a community bank, but those are more than words, or the cornerstone that Fredonia Valley Bank is built upon. Our employees are local, hometown friends and neighbors, folks you go to church with or see coaching your kids' ball team. We're dedicated to providing quality customer service as you cash your check, apply for that new business loan or farm loan. I'm Ty Englebright, loan officer in Eddyville. Come by and see what community banking is all about. Our staff in Fredonia and Eddyville will show you the difference that is community banking. Fredonia Valley Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
H&R AgriPower invites you to Kubota Orange Days, your chance to save big. Join us Saturday, April 25th from 7 to 1 in Hopkinsville, Kentucky for great food, family fun, and top deals on Kubota tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles. Check out the BX Property Pro Package starting at just $299 a month plus 0% APR financing, or save up to $4,000 on select models. Register at the event for a one-day only coupon. Save up to $2,000 on construction equipment or $500 on non-construction equipment. Don't miss Kubota Orange Days, Saturday, April 25th, 7 to 1 at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
For purchases of BX2380 tractor with LA344S loader, 60-inch mower deck, and 4-foot Land Pride box blade H&R package, now through 6/30/26. See H&R AgriPower or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
from vinyl to virtual.
My music.
We've been there for it all.
The best music.
Worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
The best music.
So much good music.
Download the free WPKY app. And listen live.
I don't listen to anything else.
My station.
Love it. It's my favorite.
1580, 103.3.
Boy, have you found the right place for music.
WPKY.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Cortez Ivory with us today. And, Coach, how quickly are you going to get to work here, and what are your plans for over the summer?
After the parent meeting we just had, I gave out the schedule. We start workouts Monday. Mm-hmm. So we'll be in the gym Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Those are the days that we're going to work out. So the schedule's going to kind of mirror that, two days. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, then it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday kind of deal until we get to the end of the school year. And then we'll practice. We got some summer games going to play. We're going to go to Hop Central, play in a showcase. Going to go to Hopsonville, go play in a showcase, McCracken. Going to Berea. Brescia College in Orangeboro, go play there. Get our guys some exposure. I think some of those guys want to have aspirations of playing at the college level, so want to go there.
Yeah. Now, how many of those summer games do you like playing over the summer?
Typically, I want to get 14 to 20. But I think I got 16 scheduled right now. Focusing on the varsity, but we also got some freshman JV scattered in there. Got those guys, making sure they're getting some development, getting a chance to play, get my eyes on them. So,
now, do you watch a lot of basketball?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
What's kind of your what's the state of high school basketball right now, and is there anything that you could think of that we could change it to make it better?
The change is coming. I think the biggest change in high school basketball is the shot clock that's going to be here. I think that's going to be a unique change for Kentucky. I've been coaching AAU basketball, so I hadn't seen some of those things going to play. My team played on the Adidas circuit. The second tier Adidas circuit. We was Adidas gold team, so we got to play in South Carolina with a shot clock, playing teams and that nature. So I think it's good for basketball. I think that it's going to force guys and kids to change their style of basketball. So I'm looking forward to that change. It just helps them transition to the college game. So I think that's one thing that's coming.
Yeah, that was my next question is, how do you kind of change your style to accommodate that? Because it's not coming, I guess, this year, but the next year we'll have it. So do you have to kind of prepare for it now?
Yeah, for sure. I think the quicker you get guys thinking about those things, the biggest thing is going to be getting guys, and my style of play right now is we want to take the best shot available. Sometimes that might be kicking it up on the break and shooting that for a transition three, or sometimes we might work it around a few times. We just want to take the best shot available. So that's my style of play. So I'm not too worried about the shot clock. I don't think that our guys are going to be holding the ball for 35 seconds in my style of play, unless it's at the end of the game, that kind of things like that. But we want to get up and down and rip and run.
Well, when it comes to basketball, basically, and you mentioned earlier, it's kind of an easy game. You want to get good shots and force bad shots, right? That's the whole thing.
For sure.
So, I mean, that's kind of the thing you have to work on. It does look like you'll have an athletic team. So do you kind of want to take what you would like to do and kind of work with that a little bit? And do you have to kind of mold each team to what its strengths are?
Yeah, for sure. I think that if you come in and you say this is going to be my style of play and this is the style I'm going to play every single year, I think that you'll be setting yourself up for failure. Yeah. I think your style of play should change to dictate on the kind of kids that you got. I'm not no fool to that. I think that we have the kids that can play up and down, get in your face defense. I just think they haven't seen that, haven't been told to play that way. Like I said, I think that we'll be able to do that. We have the athletes. We got guys that play multiple sports. We got guys that run, jump, that's physical. So I think that we're going to shock some teams in our style of play the way we want to play.
Now, have you had a chance to look at your schedule for next year yet? And is there anything you'd like to tweak on it or anything you'd like to add to the schedule in the future?
Yeah, we had 22 games already scheduled when I looked at it. So we have some room. It's a little new to me. I'm coming from a bigger school. This is a 1A school. Yeah. So I'm trying to factor in that, the 1A tournament. So don't want to schedule too many games, have to cancel some on the back end. But we're looking for some opponents. We want to get some different styles of play just to prepare us for the district and the region tournament. So I reached out to some Region 3 teams, some Region 1 teams, some Region 4 contacts, just try to get a different style of play.
What are you most excited about as you get ready for your first team here at Caldwell?
The biggest thing for me is just I think that I'm super excited to be able to put my imprint and on these young men, so when they graduate that they come back and it's bigger than basketball. So I had some really, really good coaches. Like I said, Coach Stovall was a colleague and a coach, so it was a unique situation. Coach Curtis, same thing for him. Coach Miles, he's my not immediate boss, but he's a boss. He's a principal in the building I work in. So being able to see how they work with kids and some of the kids that they coach come back and talk to them, I think that's the biggest thing that I'm looking for, to be able to say that outside of the wins and losses that I help make better young men, better role models in this community. So that's what I'm super excited about, because that just helped me.
Yeah. Now, have you had to add some blue and gold to your repertoire?
Yeah, I just told Coach K. I said, man, I gotta get some new apparel. Yeah. He said they're gonna take care of me, so I'm excited, man. Blue's one of my favorite colors.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Caldwell County, and thanks for coming in and talking to us today, and just good luck with the Tigers.
No problem. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to working with you.
That is new Caldwell County boys basketball head coach Cortez Ivory joining us here on the Sideline Report this morning. Thanks to him for stopping by. Also appreciate former Caldwell County standout Jabrion Spikes being in the studio with us today. Again, we've got baseball action on the air this afternoon. The Tigers host Madisonville North Hopkins at the VFW ballpark. First pitch at 5:30. We'll have the game for you. Lady Tigers softball home today against Crittenden County. We'll have updates from that. Caldwell County tennis at home today against Lyon County. So a big day of home sports for Caldwell County High School. And we're not finished here because Tess is here.
Hi.
And we've got some things to give away.
Wrestling. We love our local wrestler, our professional wrestler.
Yeah.
This is wrestling, I guess is what we, instead
Pro
of wrestling,
wrestling,
it's wrestling. So this is professional wrestling. It's at what, WWA?
Yes.
And he's got a belt, man. He's a two-time winner.
Tag team winner,
and that belt is heavy. He had it in here the other day, but it's called One Night Only is the name of the show, and it's going to be in Owensboro on Saturday the 25th. So that's coming up this weekend, and we've got tickets. And Landon, I'm telling you, he's impressive, and I love it when he's in here. There's a big grudge match going on, Todd. Big
really?
Grudge match. Oh yeah. Evidently, they put the whoop up on his daddy, and he's not happy about it. So it's kind of a revenge and get a little vindication at the same time and, you know, get the win as well. So it's all in one.
Now, are they at the Sports Center?
They're at the Sports Center, same place that they were. I guess this is the same show that they had last year when they were there. And so this is this year's, and it's called One Night Only. There's a whole list of different people that are going to be there from WWE and TNA and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of folks there, and, of course, our very own Landon Shugs is going to be there. Sugars.
And they put on a really good show. If you like professional wrestling, you'll like it. If it's not your cup of tea, you probably still would like it because it's they put on a really interesting show. And like you said, there's a local kid to go watch.
He has been practicing. He still has a wrestling ring in his backyard. And by the way, we talked about you. I don't know if your ears were burning when he was here the other day, because he said that, you know, he would be more than happy for you to come down and get in the ring with him and practice.
Somebody would have to have 9-1 called on their phone so that they could just push the other one
right
when I got hurt. But yes,
I'm telling you, wrestling is fun, and this is something that'll be for all ages. You can go early and get your autograph, the whole nine yards. But our Hucks Bucks text line, 270-963-9038, 270-963-9038. All you got to do, text us the word WIN, I won't even make you spell out wrestling. And if you text us the word win, make sure you give us your name if you're not already in our contact list. If it's the first time that you've entered, make sure you do that. And you could go for free.
Yeah. You know, I used to always think that I could take one bump.
One. I don't know.
You know, I couldn't do it multiple times in a match and multiple matches in a day. And I don't know how many times those guys wrestle, but I always thought maybe I could get fired up and get one.
I'm telling you, I don't care how. I know a lot of folks say, oh, that's fake. Look, I want you to jump off the top. I want you to fall off a ladder and get hit with a chair or a table and tell me how fake that feels.
Yeah, just look at the bruises on Landon and the cuts on Landon after he gets done with a match. And
he's awesome.
Yeah, we know that some of it is predetermined as far as the outcomes go, but yeah, they're really passing some licks in there sometimes.
The athleticism.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, these guys really work hard. He's constantly in the gym working. So kind of reward him. It'll be fun. I went when I was a kid, and I was probably a lifelong wrestling fan just because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So go. The kids will have fun too. And again, all you got to do is text us on the Hucks Bucks text line, 270-963-9038. Text us the word win, and you could win.
All right. Thanks, Tess.
Appreciate
Tess for being on the show this morning. Also, Caldwell County Boys Basketball Head Coach Cortez Ivory. Thanks to Jabrion Spikes for coming in this morning. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Again, thanks for joining us here on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.